Hey there, kids. Oh, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday for the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Yes, diatonic and pentatonic. Yeah. And what do we have in store for you today? Well, things are boding poorly already, let me tell you. We may be down to one CD player here. Crazy. But regardless, we still will bring you some amazing stuff. Like, for instance, brand new music from Tommy Womack. Brand new music from Joe Ely. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. The Folkfest lineup is out. All sorts of stuff going on. And, well, here, for instance, it's going downhill already. Here, there goes our theme song, right? And now I'm supposed to, like, play a song, right? Well, see, I got this CD in there, and we have three CD players in here. Guess how many are working? One. We're going to have to yell at somebody around here. Oh, my goodness. You'd think, like, two would work.
Just can't stand them. Give me a shovel and man, I plant them. 6 feet under, that's where they belong. I hate banks, is the name of the song. Think I ride myself one or two. I hate banks, yeah, how about you? How, how? Well, lend me a nickel and lend me a dime. People says my house any old time. Financial institutions think they're so highfalutin. Just a bunch of fruits in a three-piece suit, yeah. Trying to steal all my loot. Ooh, things are smelling a mighty rank. We must be near a stinky bank. Smells worse than a Rockefeller's feet. Wall Street can't eat my meat. Hey! How, how? Yeah, throw the money changers out of the temple. I hit banks, it's just that simple. Royal crown, pomade tin is a best thing to keep your money in. Your mason jar is okay too. If you see a bank, well, you know what to do. Now let me tell you people something. Only banks I like Ernie Banks, all right. And I like the banks of the Mississippi River. Yeah, and I like banks of Fender Twin Reverb. Electric guitar. Raging on the staging, yeah. Well, when I walk in there, treat me like a dog, wanna hit him in the head with the doo-doo log. Republicans, one and all, their tallywhackers are mighty small. Steal from the poor and to give to the rich, wanna make the bank president twitch in a ditch. Aw. How, how? Yeah, see that teller with the blue hair. Giving me the evil eye stare. Won't cash my check, don't like my ID. Got the security guard after me, huh? If I was P.F. Sloan, I'd say the Dow Jones can suck my bone, yeah. All right, everybody say these three magic words. I want you to help me say the words. I want you to repeat after me. Here we go. I hate banks. Yep. I hate banks. Can't stand them. Yeah, how about you? Now let me tell you something else. I'm not real fond of the phone company either, you know. Yeah, and I don't like the cable TV company. You know why I don't like the cable TV company? Because they just be sucking that stuff right out the sky. They don't have to pay nothing for it. And I just get me one of them bootleg cable boxes, and I get me one of them there, climb up the pole and stick the thing in. I ain't gonna pay for it. No!
Ah, yeah, we're sending that one out to myself and the missus. That was Mojo Nixon. And I hate banks. And yes, we have our reasons. Let me tell ya, as Mojo would say. And this one, too, here. This one's going out to the misses. And all the folks down at the Workers' Compensation Board. Are you loose?
I sat back, I seen what was coming. I took a big gulp. My knees started shaking. My heart started beating faster than it ever had. I said, Steve, you know. I had a lump in my throat when I saw walking down an aisle. I had a wiggle in my knees when she came to me and sweetly smiled. Steven, who's that little queen standing over by the record machine? Looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a man at over 17. Well, tell you, meanwhile, I was silly, but I was still thinking.
Steve, what are you thinking about?
I was thinking, yeah. This is my in the mood.
Yeah.
Reagan, this is my chance.
It is.
I ought to take it.
Go ahead, baby.
If she can dance,
sure.
We can make it.
I know that.
Come on, Queen.
Come on, baby.
That shot.
time I was on my knees. I want to tell you the boss. I was on my knees at the bar. I was a sad and sorry sight. But I was planning my strategy. But I thought to myself, yeah, if it's a slow one, we'll admit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. If it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, get with it. Come on.
This is Nils Lofgren from the East Street Band, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Yeah, well, Nils Lofgren was still hanging out with Neil Young at that point in time. That was the famous Milwaukee Bomb Scare Show from 1975. Bruce Springsteen and the East Street Band doing a little Queenie there. Yes, indeed. Sending that one out to the WCB tonight. Ah, that's a long one, huh? We got a lot of long ones for you tonight for some reason. No particular, you know, reason why. It just sort of works out that way tonight. Like this one here. 6:56, for Pete's sake. 6 minutes, 56 seconds coming up. 6 minutes and 56 seconds of dad rock. Yes, this qualifies as dad rock if nothing does, boy. This is the epitome of dad rock coming up right now. And at 6:56, actually, it's not this guy's longest song. We're awful fond of playing another one of his songs that's like 8.5 minutes. You ever hear that song by about the Replacements? It's almost like a biography of the Replacements. It's 8.5 minutes. It's called The Replacements. It's a crazy song. It's by a guy named Tommy Womack. And Tommy Womack has a brand new record out. Yes, he does. It's called, what's it called? It's called There. I said it. Yeah. And on it, he says things, including this song. He says a lot of things in this song. Well, he says 6 minutes and 56 seconds worth of things here. It's a wonderful thing, though. Let me tell you how wonderful this is. Oh, boy. Here, sit down. If it was summer, this might be the Twang Trust song of the summer. I don't know. Get back to me at the end of May, and we'll talk. But here it is, brand new music from Tommy Womack. Alpha Male, and the Canine Mystery Blood.
Hey folks, this is Cor Blunt, and you're listening to both kinds of music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Alpha male and the canine mystery blood came to town with death cab for cutie. I stayed home with my wife and child and a six-pack of beer. I pondered that name for 15 minutes after I saw the poster stapled to a phone pole on the corner of Grand and 21st. That was a couple of years ago. I was already in my 40s then, so I didn't go out on a whim just to see a band called Alpha Male and the Canine Mystery Blood. Just because I like the name, just because I'm 25 and every day's a stone summer day. My band was always gigging then, REM was still kicking then. I drove that Ford Granada mom and dad gave to me after they got him a Ford LTD, and there was music on MTV. I smoked my manager's pot and got laid quite a lot. Hadn't flown into towers yet, and we didn't have a loose cannon president. Didn't have all this credit card debt hanging over the house like a cloud. Ensuring there's not much more drugging allowed. The body won't take it, wallet can't hang. Singing all the songs I've sang for years, and when it's a band gig, it's rocking. And when it's solo, the people talking while I'm singing make me depressed. You think I could take a hint? My time came and went. Hell, there's many nights I came and went. In a manner of speaking, my conscience is leaking. The world has changed and the good times are gone. We get to be the folks who greet the dawn of an age of mistrust, surveillance and sleaze, and bombs and shoes, and way too many enemies. I bet their name was Menstrual Blood, and the A&R guy said that's no good. Make it mystery, and then we can target a broader-based goth dog lover market. I love my boy, he's becoming a drummer. Got a drum kit from Santa. At this rate, by summer, he'll be keeping a beat in a world that needs a metronome shoved up its ass so hard that all voices will raise in a heavenly choir. Shit'll get straight, brothers'll hug. We'll dance like we did in the decades of drugs. I'm spitting my jeans in an ocean that's rising, clinging to Jesus with some compromising of how it was handed to me from my mom and my daddy, the preacher, who watched all that TV in a cream recliner, frowning through life like a stone hardliner. You couldn't faze him. He knew Jesus died for his sins and was raised from the dead. And I've always wondered, why can't he stay dead? It doesn't change any good thing he said. What matters is his life, not how he died. Why can't he just be a nice Jewish guy who was super clued in and showed us the way to salvation from sin? And that doesn't mean if you're not quote-unquote saved, you fry like a piece of country ham in your grave. It's a great big world, life is a joke. Arabs and Christians, Pepsi and Coke. People so gorgeous it causes them pain, and nobody gives any sympathy for something like that. You suffer in silence or form a band with a name that appeals to goth dog lovers everywhere on a poster that's seen by a 40-ish bastard walking to work at 8:15, 11 an hour for all that he does. Can't be a has-been when you never was. Going all day long without eating till all my nerve endings are are seriously overheating. I get wobbly walking down the stairs to smoke me a cigarette out in the cold fresh air, wondering why I do the things I do, and I do them every day, and it can't turn out good living this way, but live this life I must, and in some fuzzy God I'll trust. I'll kiss my wife, I'll kiss my son, and maybe someday I'll go for a run. Maybe someday a song will stick. I'll walk around like I got a big boat. Maybe someday my boy will drum in a hippie jam band that plays out some. He'll take after daddy, get in the van, go somewhere only young people can. Doing things only young people do. Banging those skins at Bonnaroo, rocking the dreadheads, dancing in the mud before Alpha Male and the Canine Mystery Blood. God go with them. Amen.
Joe Ely here listening to the Twang Trust, CKUW. I'm looking right at you, chewing gum.
Well, I was minding my own business down on Deep Ellum Street. The sun was coming up and the birds were singing sweet when a car come around the corner, long and lean and brown. Pulls up to the curb beside me and rolls their window down. A man throws me a dollar and I ask him, what's that for? A pack of Luckies and a paper over at the corner store. I peer into the window. There's a man and a woman inside. Holy jumping bolts of lightning, it's Miss Bonnie and Mr. Clyde. Joke about lucky strikes that I never should have used. Their patience was proportional to the shortness of their fuse. Bonnie's pretty little trigger finger was twitching by her side, and Clyde was cleaning his fingernails with a foot-long Bowie knife. I brung him back the cigarettes in the Dallas Morning Sun. I told him they made the papers, front page and column one. Man, we don't need no smart-ass kid acting as our guide. Now just run along like you never seen Miss Bonnie and Mr. Clyde. Well, excuse me, sir, I says to him, but I thought you was a business guy. I might have a little proposition that just might catch your eye. The biggest haul of Fort Knox gold they're hauling back tonight, and they're loading it up in an armored car at the crack of the morning light. Bonnie grabbed me by the belt loop and pulled me in the car, and Clyde held a sawed off to my head and lit me a big cigar. If you're on the level, then we might just be partners on the side. But don't even think about double-crossing Miss Bonnie and Mr. Clyde. Been transformed from a beggar to a wanted man. The dreams I'd had of a glamorous life are now oh so close at hand. Bonnie kept making eyes at me, it was hard to look away. She looked like an innocent country girl who'd somehow gone astray. Clyde once imagined he was Robin Hood, but now his greed was starting to show. Instead of spreading the wealth around, he was wallering in the dough. When he started slapping Bonnie around, something went off in me inside, and I said, if you keep slapping Bonnie around, I'm gonna have your hide, Clyde. Clyde would have shot me then and there if he wasn't so slugging drunk. About the time he raised his shooting iron, he passed out on his trunk. Me and Bonnie made our break in Clyde's Cadillac to feed. Was already on my
as we flew through Louisville. We got married in Niagara Falls. I got a job as a paper man. Within a week, the headlines came, showed Clyde and an older man. Shot full of holes of both of them, which the paper then identified as a love led him to his grave, Miss Bonnie and Mr. Clyde. We were buying drinks and tossing scraps to all the dogs and cats. We rented us a barrel that night at the Whiskey Still and decided to spend our honeymoon floating down Niagara Hill. We made the mat as wet as bumpy as love falling down that waterfall. Like a crazy pair of desert doves who'd never seen rainfall. The police lights were blinking at our motel room outside, but we never went back to hear the tale of Miss Bonnie.
Brand new music from Mr. Joe Ely. Yes, indeed. Little number called Miss Bonnie and Mr. Clyde from his brand new record released on his own label. It's called Happy Songs from Rattlesnake Gulch. Yes, indeed. And if you thought that sounded just a little like his old song, Me and Billy the Kid, well, it ain't just you. No, it's I'm not sure what the deal is there. But anyways, I guess he hasn't written a great song since then. So he thought, well, what the heck? I don't know. We'll ask him. We'll ask him when he comes to town very soon. 3 weeks from now, as a matter of fact. He's part of the Four Horsemen Tour, March 19th at the Centennial Concert Hall. Joe will be there along with John Hyatt, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark. And that's not the last we'll hear of Joe Ely tonight, by the way. And that's because that show in 3 weeks won't be the last we see of Joe Ely in this here town this year. No, the big news. Well, first of all, let me tell you. Let me back up in case you missed the intro to the song before Joe. I'll tell you who that was. You were wondering, weren't you? Yeah, that was Tommy Womack from his brand new album, There I Said It. That was Alpha Male and the Canine Mystery Blood. Mm-hmm. We'll be hearing more from that record, I think, in the episodes to come. So, yeah, back to Joe Ely. Yes, he's coming through town in 3 weeks with them other guys. Then he's coming back to town with a couple of other guys, totally different guys, in July. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that in the paper on the weekend, but the Winnipeg Folk Festival announced their initial lineup. And, you know, they'll probably throw us a couple more bones before July gets here, but it's looking pretty nice already. Indeed it is. Who's coming back? Not lots of new names, but some old favorites for sure. Joe is coming back with the Flatlanders. It's true. Did you see the Flatlanders when they played the Muddy Rivers thing a few years back? That was an awesome show. Awesome. And they're going to do it up again proper all weekend long at the Folk Festival. That's so happening. It's unbelievable. Who else coming to the Folk Fest this year? Todd Snyder. Of course, we announced that a couple weeks ago on our Fun Drive show. We had the scoop there. But yeah, Todd Snyder's coming through. Carolyn Mark is playing the Folk Festival for the first time. That's nice to see. She's always a hoot. Los Lobos coming back. They've been there before. They've been at the Folk Festival. They've been at Portage in Maine. They've been everywhere, man. But they're playing the Folk Festival this year. That's nice to see. And, of course, wow, the big news, I guess, Randy Newman. Not exactly Mr. Folk, but as far as singer-songwriters go, boy, you don't get him any better than Randy Newman, and that's going to be a treat. He doesn't play live much. If you check out his website, he's got, like, a couple of personal appearances, and then the Winnipeg Folk Festival listed. That's his, like, tour for the entire year. And the personal appearances aren't even musical. He's, like, showing up to... I don't know, cut a ribbon or something, and then he's playing here. It's crazy. It's crazy. He's opening up the Thursday. He's playing the Thursday of the Folk Festival, the opening night concert dealy. Ah, yes. And what do you know? We're going to have brand new music from Randy Newman in this here show. It's true. What else are we going to do tonight? We're going to, well, Van Morrison's tomorrow. We got to play some Van. And before tomorrow, there's a show happening tonight at the West End Cultural Center. Mr. Martin Joseph coming back to town. It's always a treat to see Martin Joseph. He's a real sensitive fella. Usually, he's a lot more sensitive than we usually get here on the Twang Trust, but we like him. We like Martin. We're going to hear him in a little while. To convince you to go to the West End Cultural Center tonight, it's an evening with Martin. He always just plays two sets, and they're both fine. So get there. Get there tonight. Doors opening up at 7:15, show at 8, and he will do two sets. He plays a long time, and he's a wonderful fella. Go see him. Go see him. We'll spin him very shortly. But first, we're gonna play some of these Folk Fest folks that are happening this year. It's very exciting, all this stuff. Including these guys. This was a bit of a shocker, because I know our pal Chris down at the Folk Festival isn't a huge fan. So I thought, oh no, we're never going to see these guys at the Folk Festival, even though they need to be there, like in the worst way, because they're so amazing. This is Canada's greatest death country band. They'll be at the Folk Festival this summer.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Casey from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. play one of Neville's songs.
Hey, cool.
He looks horrified. I hope you don't mind the augmentation. Okay, I'm just gonna. It's my favorite song in the world. In another time when I quit smoking and I don't drink as much and my heart isn't broken, and I wake up early and I can see clearly with a haircut and clean clothes, newspaper and coffee, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that I hate you. When my old car and shotgun are registered, when my room is clean and debts paid at the local bar, when the Foggy Mountain Breakdown is not my favorite song, and I do all the normal stuff normal people do just to get along, I tell you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that you miss me. Check it out. The sun has turned to ice, and I think that you're right. When I am working out instead of drinking all night, and when I don't care, and I don't have no more nightmares, and I'm not the loudest drunk at the party in the armchair, I tell you what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna write a letter just to say I think I'm okay. I tell you how it's gonna be.
Got a gun in my holster, got a pony between my knees, gone to Arizona. Pardon me, boys, if you please. I have been a desperado, raped and pillaged across the plain, and I'm gone to Arizona just to ride her. In St. Louis, and my bride's in Tennessee, so I'm gone to Arizona with a banjo on my knee. He's a rider in the rain. He's a rider. He was fighting in the war. Now I'm gone to Arizona. Ain't gonna work for him no more. Well, I'm the son of the prairie and the wind that sweeps the plains. Now I'm gone to Arizona. Just a rider in the rain. I'm a
just a rider in the rain. I'll take it on home.
If tomorrow never comes,
if tomorrow never comes,
I don't give a damn.
If tomorrow never comes,
if tomorrow never comes, I will not be afraid to make my make it just the way that I am. You can't prove anything but one thing's true. If you can steal from me, I can steal from you. Any kind of heaven, everybody that can get it won't seem like a shoving to me. They tell you that the garden of Eden was perfect, but you couldn't even eat off the apple tree. And for heaven's sakes, look out for that snake. Lying to your woman constantly. And do it for me. If tomorrow never comes,
tomorrow never comes,
I don't give a damn.
Tomorrow never comes,
if tomorrow never comes, I will not be afraid to come and meet just the way that I am. I can't do anything I'm dying to. If tomorrow never comes tonight, I'll have to do as it. I never claim to know what's going on around here. I don't even know where I'm from. I know where I'm going when I get to where I'm going, what I'm doing when I get there. You tell me I'm forgiven if I need to be. I said permission ought to come. Birds wouldn't fuck with them.
I can hardly wait till July. Todd Snyder there. He's playing the Folk Festival this summer. That was from his brand new record, The Devil You Know, and a little song called If Tomorrow Never Comes. If you're thinking, if you're wondering if it's merely a coincidence that Garth Brooks had a song called If Tomorrow Never Comes, well, no, it's not a coincidence at all. There's a really funny story there. Maybe we'll, I don't know. Should I tell you? Nah, we're going to wait. Maybe we'll wait for Todd to tell us the story at Birds Hill Park this summer. It's funny. Oh, it's funny. We're going to keep you in suspense. There's a funny story about that song title and that song and another song. I digress. I'm not going to tell you. Before that, some more folks who are going to be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year. We heard from the Randy Newman tribute album, Sail Away. Of course, Randy Newman's going to be there. But so is Joe Ely again. Yes, the second time we've heard Joe Ely tonight. That particular tune, he was playing with his pals in Reckless Kelly, Austin, Texas's favorite sons. Yes, indeed. Reckless Kelly and Joe Ely doing the old Randy Newman song, Rider in the Rain. I wonder, maybe they'll duet. Maybe Joe and Randy will duet. Who knows? Anything could happen. Before that was Carolyn Mark from the album Twang Trust Broadcasts, 1999 to 2007. Yes, indeed, live here in the CKUW studios, Carolyn Mark doing an NQ Arbuckle composition titled In Another Time. You might have picked one of these suckers up if you pledged at the $90 level in our big fund drive effort a couple weeks back. It's true. And you know what? If you missed out, if you were like, you know, in Mexico or something at the time, and, I missed the Twang Trust fund drive show, I feel real bad. You can still pledge. You can still get a Twang Trust broadcast CD. Not a problem. Give me a call. Come on down. We'll take your money. It doesn't matter that it's over. Yeah. There's t-shirts. There's t-shirts aplenty. We'll print more if we have to. And at the top of that little pre-Folk Fest thing was Elliot Brood, who will be playing the Folk Fest for the very first time this summer. Very exciting. We heard a live version of Powderfinger, their favorite Neil Young song. I think they've played that every time they've ever played here. Even the very first time when they played to me and two other people. They played that song. It's true. You can ask the two other people. They'll remember. I guarantee it. So all those folks at the Folk Festival this summer, along with Randy Newman. We should probably play some Randy Newman, huh? What do you figure? We got brand new music from Randy Newman, as a matter of fact. He released a song. It's one of these iTunes deals. It's just a little song. Randy's an American, right? And boy, Americans are getting beat up these days, let me tell you. Yeah, that's no news. But all the stuff going on down there with all the stuff, you know. I mean, let's face it, if you're American, you know, you're bound to be feeling bad at this point. So Randy took it upon himself to write a new song and release it. And it's called A Few Words in Defense of Our Country. And, well, here, we'll just turn it over. Here's brand new music from Mr. Randy Newman.
I'd like to say a few words in defense of our country. These people aren't bad, nor are they mean. Now the leaders we have, while they're the worst that we've had, are hardly the worst this poor world has seen. Let's turn history's pages, shall we? Take the Caesars, for example. While in the first few of them, they were sleeping with their sisters, stashing little boys in swimming pools and burning down the city. And one of them named his own horse to be council of the empire. That's like vice president or something. Now, that's not a very good example, is it? Here's one. The Spanish Inquisition put people in a terrible position. I don't even like to think about it. Sometimes I like to think about it. Just a few words. Defense of our country. It's time at the top. Could be coming to an end. Now we don't want their love. Respect, at this point, it's pretty much out of the question, but time like these, we sure could use a friend. Hitler, Stalin, men who need no introduction. King Leopold of Belgium, that's right. Everyone thinks he's so great. Well, he owned the Congo, and he tore it up, too. Took the diamonds, took the silver, took the gold. Know what he left him with? Malaria. President once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now it seems like we're supposed to be afraid. It's patriotic, in fact, and color-coded. And what are we supposed to be afraid of? Why, of being afraid. That's what terror means, doesn't it? That's what it used to mean. Pisses me off a little when I think that this Supreme Court's gonna outlive me. Couple young Italian fellas and a brother on the court now, too. But I defy you. Anywhere in the world, defy me, two Italians as tight ass as the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, Pluto's not a planet anymore, either. The end of an empire. Messy at best. This empire's ending, like all the rest, like the Spanish Armada, drift on the sea. We drift in the land of the brave, the home of the free. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye.
California's highway kingdom burns brown in the evening air. Cars go cruising for Nirvana from Newport Beach up to Big Sur. Lovers flirt with the passing magic amongst the surfboard dunes, as I recall a former age of Dick Van Dyke and Beach Boy tunes. I need something to believe in. It's such a long, long time till dawn. I'm gonna drive down to the desert, to the place where souls are born. There I'll hear the mountains sing out, where the earth holds peace, it seems. I wanna wish you better days as Arizona dreams. Arizona dreams, the wonder of that name. Those Arizona dreams will help me breathe again. Hey America, you've seen some changes, though you've been there all my years. As a child you so loved Lucy, as a man you went and drank in cheers.
But now you fight on your Jerry Springer. You wring your hands at the downtown riots, worried that you've lost your beauty, so you switch to those low-fat diets. As Arizona dreams, the wonder of that name, those Arizona dreams will help me breathe again, yeah. Scrapbook full of former heroes, all those geezers that wrote you hymns of praise. Woody Guthrie, his spirit lingers. Come on and turn up Springsteen's glory days. This is your land, hear your soul speak in the mountains and the streams. Well, there can be grace again as Arizona dreams. As Arizona dreams, the wonder of that name, those Arizona dreams will help me breathe again. As Arizona dreams, the wonder of that name, those Arizona dreams, no sunset is the same.
I'm trying to be less polite. I'm saying what I really think. The president's a fool. I don't want to get up early, and I wish I had a good stiff drink. I'm trying to be less polite. I want to call a spade a spade. I want to stop the war because I know the war will send too many children to an early grave.
I
if that song kind of jumped out at you in kind of a weird little way, just there was some kind of sonic brilliance about it, and you're wondering why that was, well, it's because that CD is autographed. Yeah, that clears it up, doesn't it? Will Kimbrough, yes, the newest record from a guitar slinger behind folks like Todd Snyder and Rodney Crowell, Americanitis, it's called. And we heard a little number there called Less Polite. Yeah, see, all Americans aren't evil. See? Before that, not an American at all, but a fella who's fond of certain Americanisms. Mr. Martin Joseph, who is in town tonight. He's at the West End Cultural Center. He's probably there now. Doors are opening in like 7 minutes, so if you want to go, you better decide now. We heard Arizona Dreams from Martin Joseph from a little EP called The Great American Novel. All proceeds from this little thing go to the War Child Fund. So go there tonight and buy one of these things. Assuming he has some. I don't think he did last time. So if he doesn't, well, just give War Child some money. Yeah. You don't need a CD. How many CDs do you have? You don't need any more. Anyways, we heard Arizona Dreams from Martin Joseph. And at the top of that set, brand new music from Mr. Randy Newman. A few words in defense of our country. Yep, Randy Newman, Winnipeg Folk Festival, the Thursday opening night this July. It's true. Well, look at that. We're late for the entertainment guide, aren't we? Yes, we are. You know the entertainment guide, right? It's that thing that follows this noise here. Oh, okay, let's try that again. Helps if you push the button. See?
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Time now for CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, we just told you about it. We'll tell you again. Martin Joseph is playing tonight at the West End Cultural Center. Doors are opening momentarily, but you got a while before the show starts at 8 o'clock. And Martin, as usual, I believe, will be performing 2 full sets. So, heck, show up late. You'll still get your money's worth. Tomorrow night, oh my goodness, we'll be talking about this fella shortly. Mr. Van Morrison making his debut Winnipeg performance tomorrow night at the MTS Center. 7:30 sharp. Don't be late. Van'll be pissed if you're late. Let's see. What's happening over at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend? Well, tomorrow night, Times Change, Perpetration. The Perpetrators will be there along with Matt Monsoon and the Riff Riders. Friday night, it's a whole blues thing happening at Times Change this weekend. Friday is Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials. Tickets are $20 if there's any left. You better call them and find out. And Saturday night, Watermelon Slim and the Workers. Tickets are $10 for that one. All blues all the time this week at Times Change High and Lonesome Club. Now, next week at Times Changed, on Tuesday and Thursday, a couple of fellas will be playing there. Brock Zeman and Mr. Dan Walsh. Yes, Dan Walsh. Guitarist extraordinaire. You've seen him with Fred Eaglesmith. You've seen him with Rami Mays. He's going to be through with a fellow by the name of Brock Zeman on Tuesday and Thursday at Times Changed next week. And the day off, they're going to be spending with us here on the Twang Trust. That's next week. Yes, Dan Walsh and Brock Zeman live on the Twang Trust next Wednesday. Be here for that, won't you? Next Monday. Oh, it's happening already. This has come up fast. This Monday at the West End Cultural Center, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings coming back through town. them three fellas. Yes, indeed. Let's see. What else going on? Oh, hey. CKW 95.9 FM presents a benefit for Sisters in Spirit, Sage House, and the Canada-Haiti Action Network. Who is benefiting these folks? Well, none other than Propagandy. Yes, it's their first Winnipeg show in almost 14 months. The very first Winnipeg appearance in their new four-piece configuration featuring the Beaver on second guitar. Yes, the Beav. Propagandy and special guests GFK, Anthem Red, and the Gorgon. It's happening Tuesday, March 6th at the Garrick Center. Doors at 7, show ends by 11, and it's only $10. All ages welcome. You can get tickets at Skate Into the Music and a Music Trader. March 8th, Thursday, March 8th, it's International Women's Day. Did you know? Well, it's true. And in celebration, over there at Mondragon Bookstore and Coffee House, you know the place. Well, Thursday, March 8th, Ray Spoon will be performing, along with local bluegrass phenomenauts, the Magnificent Sevens. $5 only. Women's entry by donation. Yeah. So there you go. Ray Spoon, Thursday, March 8th at Mondragon. What else going on? Oh, and then, of course, Monday, March 19th, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark at Centennial Concert Hall. That's like less than 3 weeks away. I didn't think it'd ever come, but it's coming. Get your tickets while you can. That'll do it, I'd say. I'd say yes. That's enough. That's enough entertainment for you. You're overstimulated as it is, aren't you? Yes, I can tell. That's it. If you'd like your event placed here, though, well, give us a call. 786-9782. Tell us all about it. We'll pretend like we're interested. Nah, we are. Honest, we are. That's it. Entertainment guide. Over. Yeah.